In baseball, the New York Mets rebuilding plan may have taken a huge hit. National League All-Star Game's starting pitcher Matt Harvey has a partially torn ligament in his right elbow, but the Mets are still hoping he can avoid Tommy John surgery. A full prognosis won't be made available until the swelling in his elbow goes down in about 2 weeks. Checking the scoreboard, the Mets suffered their fifth straight loss. Cody Asche supplied a go-ahead two-run triple in the fourth inning of Philadelphia's 2-1 win. In the American League, Alex Rodriguez belted his 650th career homer, but that didn't stop Toronto from downing the Yankees 5-2. Kansas City crushed Tampa Bay 11-1. Detroit fell to Oakland 8-6. Houston bested the White Sox 10-8, and it was Texas over Seattle 8-3. In the National League, St. Louis topped Cincinnati 8-6. Alan Craig launched a go-ahead grand slam in a 5-run seventh. Colorado edged San Francisco 6-1, Arizona took San Diego 6-1, and the Dodgers won against the Cubs 6-2. In the NFL, the Buffalo Bills plan on starting undrafted quarterback Jeff Toole in their regular season opener against the New England Patriots if fellow rookie E.J. Manuel cannot play. And the Giants have taken defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul off the physically unable to perform list. ESPN is reporting that NCAA investigators spent a large chunk of Sunday with Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel, questioning him about allegations that he accepted payments for autographs. In tennis, the U.S. Open is underway with winners from the first round, including men's second seed Rafael Nadal and women's number one Serena Williams. Finally, Go Unbridled won the Saratoga Dew Stakes at Saratoga Racecourse for jockey Junior Alvarado, paying $860 to win. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.